And Mr. Kite, just we're in the middle of parent-teacher conferences here. This being Thursday, the second day of conferences here at North Star. They're just about to start up as this is airing now. But really, parent-teacher conferences, I know we talked before we got on the air, it's especially in the fall, such a tight window, 15 minutes, really kind of makes it that much more important to communicate throughout the year, too, to especially, you know, get an idea of how your child is doing.
Absolutely. I think it's very important to stay informed with the school, especially your classroom teacher for your child. You know, throughout the whole year, one of the tough parts about conferences is 15 minutes allows us to share the most important things academically and behavior. You know, where does your child stand? What things can they improve upon? And what data do we have that shows, you know, how your child's doing academically and behaviorally? So it's a very brief window to share some very important stuff. And so I would encourage, obviously, always to stay in contact through email, phone calls, text messages. There's many ways that you can get a hold of your child's teachers and work with them every day if need be to help answer some questions.
And I know something you said too is that if you have a question, don't hesitate, ask. The teacher's got, you know, 25, 26, 27 kids that they're worrying about too. Sometimes the parent needs to be the one just to make sure that they initiate the conversation if they're really concerned about something.
I think it's always important to anytime ask a question. If you're concerned or your child comes home and gives their side of the story, whether it's for academics or something that happened on the playground or something that happened on the bus, to always not react right away and just kind of take in the information from them. Then right after you're done with that, get a hold of the teacher or get a hold of the school, find out, you know, what did take place? Why is my child upset? Or why, you know, my child came home and said she did really well today. What actually happened? And so some of those questions that are there, it's very important to stay involved with the school. And it also helps your child understand that, you know, this is a team. There's a group of people at home and at school that care about you and want you to be successful. And it's important to communicate that by showing them that you are interested in what they're doing at school and you want to know, and you don't just settle for, oh, how'd your day go? Oh, it was good. You know, ask some deeper questions. And if not, call the school and find out.
And I imagine, too, one of the important things is not just kind of preparing for this conference and having the conversation here, but also following up on things, you know, like you kind of talked about there, you know, asking those deeper questions and then following up, making sure that everything is going as well as he or she may say it is and making sure that they are doing as well as you hope they are.
Yeah, it's kind of easy to sit here in November and say, oh, yeah, I'll touch back with you before winter break, or, oh, yeah, we'll get back together after the start of the new year. A lot easier said than done. Many times things are going by and it's going pretty good. You just kind of think, oh, well, I haven't heard anything from the school, or, you know, my son or daughter hasn't brought anything up that's going on. It must be going well. It's really easy just to drop a quick email. Typically, that's the best way because it's a quick response many times, but to make a phone call and say, hey, you know, just following up with conferences, and lots of times it may help by going home and putting that on your calendar. If you have a calendar on your phone, put it on your phone. If you have it on your fridge, put it on your fridge. Just a note to remind yourself of, hey, it's important to follow up, not only for myself, but it also shows my child that I do care, and it also shows the teacher that, you know, what we discussed at conferences is an expectation. I want that to make sure we follow up on that.
Parents that do follow up, probably you guys do see results in that, I imagine. I'm not a parent myself, but I'm sure that you have seen the improvement from the first parent-teacher conference, you know, that it's very can be very visible sometimes over the next 6 months.
Absolutely. I think there's no doubt that we would see results when a child knows, number one, that the adults care, whether it's at school or at home, that the adults care about them. A child's going to show and be successful in every environment. It's also very important that the adults show that child, not only that they care about the child, but they care about how they're doing in school, and that school is important. Do your Panther best. The motto here is to be safe, be respectful, and be responsible. And I think anytime that can be communicated at home, at school, and anywhere in the community, it's always going to benefit the students hearing to do those three expectations of being safe, respectful, and responsible anywhere they are in Knoxville.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add today as we wrap up?
Just a reminder that don't let parent conferences be the only time that you're communicating with the staff here in Knoxville. Make sure you show your child, your children, the commitment that you have in them, and that it is important that we stay on the same page with school and show them that everybody is on the same team, helping them succeed.
All right. Well, thanks very much for being here today.
Thank you very much.